Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Shameless Liars. How Trump Defeated the Legacy Media and Made Them Irrelevant is a political media critique by Larry O'Connor that examines the 2024 election through the lens of journalism, propaganda, and changing information channels. The book argues that Donald Trump's success was not only electoral but media-driven. He outmaneuvered legacy outlets that O'Connor believes had lost credibility through bias, double standards, and hostile coverage. It is less a campaign biography than a commentary on how modern political persuasion now works across podcasts, streaming platforms, and alternative media ecosystems. O'Connor, who has long worked as a media critic and talk host, also connects the book's argument to the First Amendment, presenting honest journalism as essential to a functioning constitutional republic. The result is a sharply partisan but timely media analysis, focused on why traditional gatekeepers have weakened and why new media formats have become politically decisive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book frames legacy media as a failed gatekeeper. A central claim in the book is that legacy media no longer functions as a neutral broker of public information. O'Connor presents major outlets as having damaged their own authority through slanted coverage, selective framing, and inconsistent standards applied to political figures. The point is not simply that journalists make mistakes, but that repeated patterns of treatment can make audiences conclude that institutional media is serving an agenda rather than reporting events. In this framework, the problem is structural once a news organization is widely seen as predictable in its partisanship. Its reporting loses persuasive force even when it is factually accurate. The book uses the 2024 election cycle as evidence that this loss of trust had become visible enough to matter politically. By calling legacy media irrelevant, O'Connor is arguing that influence now depends less on institutional prestige and more on perceived authenticity, reach, and direct audience trust. Secondly, the role of media bias, double standards, and journalistic malpractice. The book devotes its argument to specific forms of media failure rather than broad complaints about liberalism or conservatism. O'Connor highlights bias, double standards, journalistic malpractice, and propaganda as distinct but connected problems. Bias refers to the shaping of coverage toward preferred narratives. Double standards refers to different rules being applied to different political actors. Malpractice suggests professional failure in verification, balance, or context. And propaganda implies messaging designed to persuade rather than inform. This distinction matters because it allows the book to move beyond vague distrust and make a broader critique of how journalism can function when competitive pressure, ideology, and audience segmentation distort editorial judgment. The 2024 election is treated as a case study in how these patterns can become obvious enough that audiences begin to discount not just one story, but the credibility of the whole outlet. In O'Connor's view, Trump succeeded partly because the public had already learned to recognize these distortions. Thirdly, why alternative media became politically decisive. Another major theme is the rise of alternative media as a competing political infrastructure. The book argues that podcasts, streaming platforms, internet radio, and video-based commentary have changed how candidates reach voters, especially those who no longer rely on network television or newspapers as their primary news source. This matters because alternative media does not merely distribute the same message differently. It often changes the tone, format, and perceived authenticity of political communication. O'Connor presents these channels as places where long-form conversation can bypass traditional media filters and allow candidates to speak directly to audiences without immediate editorial interruption. In that sense, the book treats alternative media as both a technological shift and a cultural one. People increasingly want unmediated discussion rather than compressed soundbites. The rise of these platforms helps explain why legacy media influence weakened, because candidates could build coalitions without depending on approval from old gatekeepers. Fourthly, Trump's strategy as a media strategy, not only a campaign strategy. The book interprets Trump's 2024 victory as a communication victory, grounded in platform choice. A notable example is the contrast between appearances on established television formats such as 60 Minutes and appearances on high-reach alternative venues like Joe Rogan's podcast. O'Connor uses this contrast to argue that the campaign understood where persuadable audiences actually were and that the center of political attention had shifted away from traditional broadcast prestige. The strategic lesson is that media selection now shapes message reception as much as message content does. On a podcast, a candidate can appear more conversational, less filtered, and more accessible than in a formal television interview. The book suggests that this environment helped Trump strengthen his coalition by meeting voters where they already consumed content. In that sense, the campaign did not simply avoid hostile interviews. It used the media ecosystem itself to redefine what political relevance looked like. Lastly, First Amendment politics and the book's civic argument. Beyond its election analysis, the book grounds its critique in a constitutional claim about the First Amendment and the freedom of the press. O'Connor argues that press freedom is meaningful only when journalism is honest and unencumbered, because a republic depends on citizens being able to receive reliable information. This is an important extension of the book's media criticism. It is not just saying that some reporters are unfair, but that a degraded information environment threatens civic self-government. That framing also explains why the book emphasizes citizens reclaiming their own voice. The practical implication is that readers should not wait for institutions to reform themselves. They should learn to identify manipulation, seek diverse sources, and speak publicly when they see distortion. The book's civic dimension, therefore, connects media literacy with democratic responsibility, making the argument about journalism part of a wider debate over constitutional culture and public accountability. In conclusion, Shameless Liars will be most useful to readers interested in political communication, conservative media criticism, election analysis, and the changing influence of journalism in the digital era. It is especially relevant for people who want to understand why podcasts, streaming interviews, and personality-driven platforms now shape political outcomes as much as traditional news organizations once did. The practical value of the book lies in its effort to name specific forms of media distortion and to connect them to broader institutional trust. For readers sympathetic to its perspective, it offers a coherent explanation of why many audiences have turned away from legacy outlets. For skeptical readers, it still serves as a clear example of how media partisanship is perceived from within contemporary conservative commentary. What distinguishes this book from similar titles is its focus on media mechanics rather than only on Trump himself. It treats the 2024 election as a turning point in the relationship between political power and information distribution, making the book as much about the future of journalism as about one campaign. If you would like to support Larry OA039, Connor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.